The Collingsworth family again now with a song, At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Burden souls found liberty at Calvary.
Sing, girls.
By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd heard.
Salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man.
Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span.
Here's our speaker, David Evans. Thank you, David.
One of the great books of the Bible is the Psalms, songs of praise and worship, expressions of imperfections of attitudes on the part of some of the composers, and joyful words about God and his faithfulness. Quite a mix. Many of the Psalms were written by King David, the man, though imperfect. David was described as a man after God's own heart. But David didn't write all the Psalms. Other singers put together special hymns of praise and prayer. There are the Psalms of temple singers Asaph and the Korahites, or known as the Sons of Korah. One of those special Psalms is Psalm 84, composed by one or other of the Sons of Korah. They were very steeped in the service of the tabernacle and temple of Israel, and had been for centuries. Their father Korah, back in the days of the Exodus, had joined with Dathan and Abiram, rebelling with many other followers against the authority of Moses, and God sent an earthquake and destroyed them for their sin of rebellion against him and his chosen anointed servant Moses. However, Korah's descendants departed from this rebellion and became servants of the Lord in the tabernacle first and then the temple later. God selected them to serve through the many generations to come. They were a group of Levites from which were drawn from a priestly line separate from the other tribes. The tribe of Levi was not apportioned pieces of land like the other tribes, but were to mingle among the tribes as priestly servants to the people. This tribe provided the priests, high priest, and others who served in varying capacities as servants to the sacrifices and temple ritual. The others were known as Levites. From among these Levites, the sons of Korah served as singers accompanied by stringed and other instruments. As well, they were given responsibility along with the sons of Asaph to serve as door or gatekeepers to the sanctuary. You would think that the routine of what they did was boring as it was repeated continuously, but boring was never a thought among them, as we can see from one of their psalms, Psalm 84. We learn their attitude to their work from this psalm. Psalm 84 is a pilgrimage psalm sung as praise by those who travelled to Jerusalem to worship. The psalm expresses the longing for the presence of God and the joy of his ordinances. The psalm also shows how the Lord is intimately involved in our lives, even during difficult times. The psalmist celebrates the blessedness of those who trust in God and dwell in his house. So the psalm starts with these words, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Such journeys were often beset with hardship as the traveller moved through the wilderness over great distances in order to reach Jerusalem. In verse 2, the psalmist speaks of the intense desire of these pilgrims. "My soul yearns, even faints, my heart and flesh cry out for the living God." Creation even finds rest in his sanctuary. Verse 3 says, "Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." Well, it appears that the interior of the sanctuary had nesting birds in the presence of the Lord, the Creator. What a lovely scene. Verses 4 and 5 tell of the blessedness of those present in the sanctuary, those travelling toward that destination. Hope is found even in the wilderness that they traverse. The valley of Baca, a wilderness covered by balsam trees, becomes an oasis for the pilgrims, in verse 6. The authors associated this psalm are the Korahites, the sons of Korah, as I mentioned. Now, these were set aside for the service of the Lord in 1 Chronicles 9:19. They were placed in charge of the worship or works of service, keepers of the thresholds, doorkeepers of the sanctuary, and this was a long-held position in the sanctuary. So they speak with experience about the blessedness of dwelling in the sanctuary. They say, "Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise." And this is highlighted in Psalm 84 and verse 10, where it goes on, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." Thus, the work of the Korahites centered on daily service to the Lord and opening the doors for others to join in the worship. Dwayne Howe, in his commentary on this psalm, tells of an experience he had. He said, "When I was a seminary student, I served as a custodian in a local church. For me, it was a dream job. The old church was beautiful and full of history. For the most part, I was on my own. I took pride in what I did and looked for what I could do extra in maintaining the church. For a time, I was truly a doorkeeper, since it was my job to walk throughout the church and lock up each evening. Something changed with my attitude about the job along the way. Instead of preparing the church for others, I began trying to protect the church from others. I did not want others to come in and mess up the church. I actually tried to keep people from being in the church, joining together to fellowship and worship. Duane had a contrary attitude to what the doorkeeper should do and be. People are the church, and they come to the building. People carry the anointing and together bring it to the church. Once in the building finds its purpose. Jesus said it well. The building is a house of prayer. The building doesn't pray. The people come to pray. The body assembles to meet with the head, Jesus. But we are prepared to meet in a sanctified place, and we are called to honor the house as a provision and serve the Lord in it and out of it in the world we live in. The Korahites sang gladly, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Some of us may be engaged in what I might call the lesser jobs of the kingdom. You're not on the platform speaking. You may not be part of the prayer team or the singers, but you can pray and you can sing. You may stand by the entrance of the church welcoming people into the building with a warm welcome and a smile. You may have thought that this was a low-profile job, but you are one of those gifts to the church or organization where you are seen as a helps ministry. Remember the parable of the talents Jesus told? One was given 10 talents, another 5, and the third only 1. The master expects a return. And you know the story how the first 2 doubled the master's investment, whereas the third hid his talent. He kept it safe, but no one saw it. Maybe you've been called to serve in a role that might be like that 1 talent. Was there a son of Korah who may have wished to be a priest instead of a singer or a doorkeeper? We're not told. But though the grass may appear to be greener beyond you, your gifting does not match a ministry switch. Better to say, I would rather be me than anyone else. Let's not covet another's ministry, but pray for them in their role, and you be the best that you can be, even if you think you only have 1 talent as a doorkeeper. The end result of the parable is that if the Lord puts you in charge of a city and you are faithful, you may be given 10 cities. Sadly, the man's 1 talent was given to the profitable 10 gifted person and lost to the 3rd man because he didn't invest it in the kingdom. Be blessed today by using your gift to bless the church or the people wherever you are. Put your hand up and say, I want to serve the Lord and his house. You'll be blessed and be a Latter-day child of Korah. May the Lord be with you as you do whatever it is he has called you to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Keep going.
Lead Kindly Light with the Melbourne Trinity College Choir. Coming up, we'll hear from the Temple Church.